Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim Klal Samaches. Simon Chafalov, we're talking about the Lachos of Geniza. So we spoke about Geniza with Sefer Torah and Mishamshe Kedusha. The question we're now going to turn to is the status of Svarim, which are printed nowadays, and that's the next step in the process. And eventually we talked about Psukim, which are quoted in a, let's say, invitation, or homework, which is sent home, and newspapers, and all of those need to be clarified. So the halacha that Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave over the Torah, there was two parts of the Torah: the Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh was not to be written. So this question of Chiyuv Geniza and Torah Shebal Peh was fairly irrelevant because it was not written. Now, there was something known as a Megillus Storim, Zman Chazal, person who would hear a mimer from a Rebbe, and he wanted to review it, could write it down for himself privately and review it privately, but he could not learn from it publicly. It was to be used in Besaser, so that's referred to as Megillus Storim. So there was a concept of something written, even Bisman, when they're learning Torah, Shebal Peh, Baal Peh. There was such a concept of something which is written, but for the most part, there was very little which was written. Just for Maram Malkum, Rashi mentions the concept of Megillah Storm in Chumash. Rashi brings the famous Chazal, if you leave me, I leave you. So if a person walks away from learning for one day, it's the equivalent of not learning for 2 days, because the as we walk away from Hashem and do not focus on His Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, walks away from us. So it creates a distance. Rashi says, Moshe Kosta Megillah Storim, Zeriyam Yamayim Mezbekim. So, now, but Chazal came along and said at one point in time that Eslas is Lashem Hever Torah Sechom, based on the Pasuk of Tillim, they found a Makor which allowed them to take Torah Shebal Peh and make it written, because it was they were afraid it was going to be lost. Klai Yisrael was not able to focus on their learning to the point that they could, and people could absorb all of the Torah and then pass it on. So it was allowed to be written. Now that it's allowed to be written, it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer, but the halachas of a Sefer that the halachas of Geniza would apply to it. Theoretically, we're dealing with something which really theoretically should not have been written, so maybe it doesn't get the Kedusha of a sefer when it is written, but we paskin not like that. We paskin that it does have a kedusha sefer. Now that it's written and it's allowed to be written based on the drasha of Chazal, the sefer gets kedusha sefer. So even before we get to the question of a sefer bisman hazeh, which is done through a process of printing as opposed to writing, a printing press process, even with a handwritten Gemara at the time of Rashi. It's Gemara supposed to be Baal Peh. No, the handwritten Gemara is chayav in Geniza. The next question goes, okay, now that we've established that, what about a sefer which is not written by a person, doesn't have the mice of Kedusha, the person, the mechaber, and the shame, the sefer Kurdish, it's done by a machine. The people who work the machines are not necessarily even Jewish. So what would the halacha be in that situation? Does that get Kedushas? Does it get Kedusha Sefer? So Baruch Hashem, the printing press was introduced before the time of our the Gedolei, before Shulchan Aruch, the Noisa Kalim of the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. They both speak about this concept. And both the Taz and Yerodeah and the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim say that Sefer Defus have a Kedusha Sefer. So even though it was not written by hand, it was done through a process of Defus, of being a printing press, it gets full Kedusha Sefer. So we clarified that even though there's something which is not necessarily supposed to be written, once it there's a heter to write it, it gets Kedusha Sefer, and even if it's something which is a printed Sefer, also gets the full Kedusha. Once the Sefer has Kedusha, it's important to be aware that what parts of the Sefer have the Kedusha. So we mentioned the idea about Sefer Torah, that the Gilyonis of the Sefer Torah, if something was originally not planned to be part of it, the first cutting, So that's not, doesn't like a kedusha. But the second, once it's part of the sefer, if you even if you cut part of it off, that part will have kedusha. So the part is not just the words, but the paper as well. What about the binding? So the binding is part of the sefer. It's bound into the sefer. That becomes part of the sefer, and that is has kedusha sefer. So if a piece of the binding falls off, a piece of the binding requires kenizah. Let's say you have a label which you put on outside of the sefer to say which shelf it goes on. That does not require geniza, but the actual binding itself requires geniza. This is something that's not well known. Is let's say a person takes a sefer that they have, and they take it to be bound. So they drill holes in it. Well, there's paper there which they drill the hole in. So if they drill through the words, everybody knows that that's obviously inappropriate to do. It's words of Torah. It shouldn't be damaged. And we can understand that you would have to take those words, the pieces of words, and put them in geniza. But the halacha is even the paper itself, which is drilled through, requires geniza. It should be saved and put in geniza. So that's the kedusha sefer that we're talking about so far, without getting involved in different types of swarm, what it applies to. But that's enough for today. Meanwhile, have a good day.